Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Wow, it's podcast 200, ladies and gentlemen.
What?
Wait, the only one clapping.
Hold on. I gotta count these.
One, two.
I think we'll just go with it.
What's happening in your life? We're the Get Up Show. Welcome to the Simon Says Podcast. I'm Sean. There's Charlie.
And hi.
Maddie's over there.
I'm over here.
Counting on all his fingers and toes.
9, 10. Oh, no. I'm out of digits.
How in the world would... Oh, subscribe and like and get in touch with us anytime. Call if you want to be on the podcast. We love to hear from our friends. 336-373-0987 is the number. We're going to have some calls here in just a little bit on the podcast. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? What'd y'all do?
Ate lots of food.
Come on, don't be boring.
Ours wasn't until the late afternoon, early evening because, you know, all the people had to go to their other places first, and then we got together. So actually, my man and I had a pretty relaxing Thanksgiving day. Just cooking some stuff to take to the event, but kind of laying around and doing nothing.
Damn, that's nice.
Yeah,
it was nothing relaxing about
Thanksgiving. I was still really tired, though.
What about you?
We hosted my wife's, her brother and his family, and then her parents. And then we had the boy home for Thanksgiving, literally just the day. But it was good. We had spent like 3 days prepping, and it was still stressful.
Yeah.
And I love that my wife's like, we're just going to do something simple and, you know, take it easy and nothing fancy. And then she, of course, is like...
She's made like 50 sides.
Yeah, all this stuff and all her snacks. And
what was the fanciest thing she made?
She still... It's her charcuterie board. Like, she's constantly like making, you know, ornate flowers out of fancy
prosciutto
meats. Prosciutto. Yeah.
Yeah, I love a prosciutto rose. Because that way you eat like 30 of those and it's like, it's just a flower.
Yeah. And it's
I
not
made big fat Easter rolls.
Did you?
Yeah, they were good.
Oh,
too.
You make me miss Quincy's.
I know.
I'm the big fat yeast roll. And he comes stomping in. There he is. There's that big fat yeast. Get it over here. I'm going to take a bite right off of you.
I don't like when things I'm supposed to eat talk to me.
Well, it's fun.
It's not fun.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, you know, the Pillsbury Doughboy. And like, I keep waiting to see what happens to him when he goes in the oven.
But he's never been cooked. He just speaks for the dough.
Yeah.
He just
sends all his relatives off.
Yeah, he don't care about his people.
I don't know why he's laughing so much. It's not funny.
I did 2 Thanksgivings on Thanksgiving, then went up the road to the shore and did 2 family dinners there. And I am still exhausted right now to this minute. Exhausted.
I'm exhausted just listening to you.
It's too much.
It's too much. Wow.
I think you gotta just pick one.
Nah. Because I love all of it. I love all of it, but it's killing me to death.
Yeah, well, okay.
Because, like, we did Thanksgiving. I did, you know, all the stuff that I cook, which is the bulk of it for Thanksgiving 1. Thanksgiving B, I didn't have to cook anything. I just had to show up and eat, which I was... very capable of that. Then Friday was pizza party night up on the Eastern Shore, and I made caprese's and, you know, appetizers and stuff. Next night I cooked all day long to do the family dinner.
Still did another, so you basically cooked it twice.
But
you love to cook.
I love to cook. I love everything about it. So here we are. We've made it back from Thanksgiving. Anything crazy? Anybody got a Thanksgiving story?
No, it was actually fairly chill. Like, I mean, in that sense, no drama, like, really, it was very uneventful.
Well,
which is crazy because usually there's something that happens, but
the Friday night pizza party, I was getting talked into coming to the young cousin's place for their Thanksgiving, which was the following night, and their selling point was, come on, man, we're going to have some Wild Turkey 101, we're going to shoot some guns.
Oh, you got me at that.
They forgot who they were talking to.
And that's when they had already broken out the tequila and the little Dollar Tree miniature plastic shot glasses.
Ooh, yeah. Passed
them out all around
the
room.
See, for some people, that would totally be selling points, but for some strange reason, none of that appeals to you.
You know,
no.
My father-in-law, he loves buying things at like thrift stores and estate sales and all this stuff. And at some point, he bought a case of booze of a nondescript year, and some of it was kind of sketchy. So, but he brought
thrift store booze.
What?
Thrift store booze.
You know, like someone was like...
estate sale booze.
Used booze.
This all
used
out.
Booze.
Yeah, used booze. And it was this bottle of Old Granddad, but
God.
We were trying to figure out how old it is. I mean, it's Old Granddad.
Neat.
Granddad's granddad.
I cracked it open and I tried some of it, and it tastes perfectly fine.
Of course.
But then I'm like, I started doing some research, and then I was wondering if it was worth anything, and my wife's like, probably not. It's got a plastic...
A good thinking. Look at her knowing things.
I know,
you'd already opened it, so
I had to know.
Any good?
Yeah. So, but I wonder. I was trying to decide if it's Old Granddad or if it's just Great Granddad. But either way, that was the craziest thing that happened. I drank some old booze.
I love the idea of buying used booze.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't ever find any around my house.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though, is I wouldn't want to buy this is the one that was sealed. The rest, I think, had been kind of partially opened and had some floaters and stuff. And you don't want to mess with that.
No, I'm not messing with those.
So my friend Mark, who was working for the junkyard dog people, cleaning up, filthy houses and hauling away everything, gifted me a case of wine one time that came out of somebody's trash.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd never seen a case of wine. I was thrilled to death.
Oh, I've never purchased a case of wine.
But so see, that's suspect.
Can't afford
though.
That.
I started going around... delivering bottles of my newfound case of wine to people. And the first person I saw drink any of it was my cousin, cuz up on the Eastern Shore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big time wine drinker, big time wine snob.
Yeah.
I mean, just obnoxious about how much of a wine snob he is. He poured a glass, took one sip, made a face, and then looked me in the eye while he poured the whole bottle down the sink.
Which is funny because
I didn't buy it.
I was just watching this YouTuber, and they had bought an abandoned resort, and one of the things they found was an entire room where the resort's entire liquor and wine supply was. But it's in Texas, and it was in this concrete box without any air or anything. So they stacked up all these wine bottles, and they're like, I wonder if any of these are any good or whatever. And not a one.
It was all bad.
All bad.
Oh, well, it just wasn't kept. Because, wine cellars,
thousands.
The whole point of that is keeping wine for years and years and years and years and years. So,
thousands of dollars.
Well,
that's just sad.
So I opened a bottle of my trash wine, and I was like, and I didn't end up tasting it. Because when you pour it, there was so much. It looked like, your yard full of leaves.
Yeah.
It was sediment. Like that. It was that in there, man. And I was thinking, Jesus, I have left these at people's front door as a present.
Oh, God.
Not
no
knowing.
No wonder they won't answer my phone calls.
And then here, full circle, I got that damn fake Christmas tree in the house. I got it put together.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be taller than it is. I can look right over the top of it.
Really?
So I'm looking for something to put it on. I need to get another foot out of it. That wine case, I took all the rest of the bottles out. Because I've had that in my laundry room with the trash can on it for years now.
Why'd you keep the wine that you knew was bad?
Because I never had a case of wine before, okay? Let me have things.
You can still keep the case? Well, now,
but it doesn't make sense without any wine in it.
Were you waiting to gift it to somebody else?
Maybe. Because I think if it sits there long enough, that sediment will go back to liquid and it might be...
It'll come back around.
It'll be fine.
Actually, if it sat there long enough, he would have forgotten and just started going, oh, look at this wine. Let me give it for gifts.
So you did end up getting the fake tree.
Yeah. I thought I told you,
you
that.
Both
I
don't did. Remember. I'm so proud of the two of you.
We haven't sent ours up yet.
You got one too?
Yeah.
A fake tree?
Yeah.
Why?
We went to Michael's. We didn't really have a good reason. We just kind of like, we didn't really want to do it this year.
Dang, bro.
Well, the prices
I'm having
keep
a hard
going
time.
Up and up. But
I'm having a hard
did
time.
Did you fluff it? Have you fluffed it?
Yeah, fluffed the hell out of it. You got to fluff it. You got to fluff it from the inside out and from the top to the bottom.
You
and
do.
Then when you think you're done fluffing it, you got to fluff it.
You got to fluff it real good.
I fluffed that thing real hard.
All right. So as someone who is experienced in the fake tree, was yours pre-lit?
Yeah, no. Mine is.
Oh, yours is not. And mine. See, I'm worried that now I've ruined it for myself in the sense I got this thing, so I wouldn't have to worry about getting it anymore.
Well,
and then the lights are going to go out.
That's the thing. The reason why I did what the last one I purchased was not pre-lit because of the fact that I've had them in the past where the lights went out and you had one big section.
Yeah.
And you still had to put lights on it
right.
on top of the dead lights. And so I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it the way I want. And I did not get lights. But I mean, for the first 2 years, pre-lit is amazing.
This thing has LED lights.
Yeah.
And as they get hotter, it gets brighter. It is amazing how bright that is. I left it on all night last night just to see. And really, it lit the whole house.
You wake up in the middle of the night. You're like, why is there
what
a spotlight
on
in the
yeah,
dining room?
Yeah. But I'm going to add lights because it's just white LEDs. Yeah. I'm going to add some blinky colored lights and tacky it up because it just doesn't feel right. I'm having a real hard time adjusting to not having a real tree, but...
But I bet you don't feel like you're going to die so far.
Well, no, I do anyway.
Well, but
it's a different kind of dying feeling.
Yeah.
More so than usual. I told Charlie we got ours. We had started talking about it, and I Googled it, and I found Michael's, and I realized I got to stop falling for Michael's trick. They're like, well, this tree normally costs $250, but right now you could get it for $80. And I was like, oh my God, what a bargain.
If you have our coupon, you can get another 5% off.
5%? It's always like 60. Another 60%.
No, that was
the
best.
I've been giving this to you.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I got to go get it.
I don't know, man. And my daughter was really not happy with me when the tree was up. And she's like, oh, that's what was in that box. Because we pulled up, and after school, it's already getting dark. So she saw the lights. When did you get it? Today. And then she goes in, oh. She couldn't tell at first, though. Couldn't tell it was fake at first.
Of course not. No, she's just trying to give you a hard time. Don't let her win.
Well, no, I told her that I had been considering letting her have a small real tree. And she said the obvious thing. Well, that doesn't make any sense. If you're doing this so you don't die... And you get a real tree anyway, you're still going to die. So what's the point?
Exactly.
Why even do it?
Exactly.
I don't know, but it's
she's just disappointed because
God.
You're not going to die yet.
You
Maybe.
Are a giant baby when it comes to your kid.
You
How
know,
dare
you're
you.
The adult. You are the
yes.
parent.
I didn't want to be adult.
No, none of us did.
I never asked for
none
any
of
that.
Did.
I know. It just happened.
I just want to play. I just want to get my
box. You can
box.
Still be playful.
You know, when we're talking about Christmas decorations, and there's this guy on TikTok whose mom got him a lot of Christmas decorations, and he made a TikTok showing off all of the great Christmas decorations that his mom got for him. And you have audio of it in your.
Oh, no, I don't. Not in this one.
Oh, no.
No,
why'd you turn it off?
Because we have calls to get to. It's in the other folder.
You didn't put it in there, but it's so good.
Oh, well, that was a good setup. Hey, so anyway, I got one more.
Y'all thing. Can see my face right now.
That's pretty.
It's not really. Not the look I'm giving you.
So there's this sign that my daughter and I found online, and it said, A Taste of Italy, Spumoni Ice Cream. And it's hand-painted, and it came from Memphis, and it's super old. And I was like, if I can get this guy to do a deal on this, I'm going to get it. She's like, yeah, get it. I love that. So I got a deal on it and ordered it. Didn't come. I'm on my trip. I get my father-in-law to come over and load packages in because I don't want no porch pirates.
Right.
I get home and I'm looking at the packages and I'm like, where the hell is my sign? Because all the packages are in one spot. Looking through, no sign. So I look in the living room and there's this long like piece of plywood that's taped to another piece of plywood. And it looks like front porch off of a trailer. It's so big. So I get my knife and I start cutting through the whole roll of duct tape that's on the plywood and tearing and ripping. And I'm like, what the hell is going on here? When I ordered this sign, I thought It was 4 inches tall and 18 inches long.
Oh, God.
4 inches tall, 18 inches long. I finally get the thing out of the trash bag between the two pieces of plywood. It's 4 feet long and 18 inches tall.
Oh. I was worried that it was 4 feet by 18 feet.
Now, that would be something.
Well, at least you'd get the 18 inches.
Jeez.
But it's 4 feet long. That's cool, though.
Yeah, it's way more sign than I thought I was going to get.
And that's all right.
You are not good at dimensions.
No.
Who said that? Where'd that come from?
The tiny little, the life-size fifth, taxidermy the, raccoon.
The fifth dimension.
By the way, the Viking axe.
Oh, yeah, Maddie got a cool birthday present. It was a handmade Viking pizza axe.
Neat.
And in the
to
ad.
Cut your pizza with?
Yeah.
In the ad, it is just beautiful. You can tell it was hammered out, and it's all sharp. It's got a great big rugged handle on it. It was Wish.com order.
Of course it was.
It's like my hand.
That was my next question. Where did you get this?
Wish.com. And mm-hmm. It was the miniature, dull.
I want to know what.
How are you even supposed to cut pizza with it?
You can't. He's going to have to sharpen
I'll have to fight it. It really will be like a Viking battle.
It'll be when you get the pre-cut pizza from Domino's.
I don't think it'll be able to do anything with that.
You can't even do that.
No. So Rosalind Carter, man, she was 96, and Jimmy's 99. Her funeral has been 3 days worth. Today is the actual funeral. Mm-hmm. There's something about this lady when she talks. Do you know when you're around water, like rushing water, whether you're in a boat or you're next to a stream or something, where the sound of that is like angels singing? Are you guys familiar with that effect?
Like a burbling brook kind of?
Not burbling, more babbling.
I thought it was burble.
What about gurgling?
It could gurgle. But do you have that where water sounds like music to you ever?
Mm-hmm.
That is what her voice is, man.
I bring you greetings from Latin America and the Caribbean. It's un gran placer para mí estar aquí. I've done this for 2 weeks and I couldn't resist.
God, listen to that.
But seriously, it was a good trip. This morning in Venezuela, President Pérez said to me that Jimmy's Pan American Day speech and my visit to Latin America had opened new paths in inter-American relations instead of the paternalism that has characterized the past.
They had the most interesting dialect from where they're from. Like it really, I mean, it sounds like she could be of European descent, somewhere else, but they're from Plains, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
And they do have very similar. I mean, they speak almost identical.
Well, they're both from there.
But it's like the same thing.
It's just beautiful.
Sort of.
That is just so musical. It's just so like her inflection, everything about it is just so beautiful.
You know, what's funny is that she sounds like, there was a family friend of my ex-in-law's that, I think they were from, she was from Sweden, but she had, it was almost like a Swedish, southern Swedish accent.
Interesting.
Yeah, Swedish fish.
It's like a,
she used to give me them.
But it's an accent that I don't even think you can imitate because it's so unique.
Yeah, if you try to imitate it, it won't be right. You know, people will say that they're doing it, but they're not doing it. She was a class act. I remember Jimmy Carter being inaugurated. We watched it on the giant old TV in school. I guess that must have been kindergarten. Were you in high school?
Okay, for those of you who are listening, I am barely a year older than Sean, just to be clear. No, I was also in kindergarten, maybe first grade.
First grade, definitely first grade.
I weren't alive yet.
No, yeah, now you, on the other hand, you're just a BB.
What's the first president you remember?
Reagan.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, wow. It was when Reagan beat Carter because... Yeah. I didn't know what was going on.
Ford is the first one I remember.
I remember there being Nixon talk and Nixon being on TV, but just like scenes. I don't remember anything specific. I just remember kind of like flashes
just kind of
that.
Knowing what a president was and that it was Gerald Ford. That's the first one I remember.
You voted to for Washington to sign the papers. That was get away from England.
Yeah, stop. Stop.
This guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Stop.
So we love to get your phone calls. 336-373-0987 is the number. If you would love to call up and get on the podcast, we heard from Creed. I can't find his calls, man. He caught us up on everything, and I lost the calls somehow.
Oh, my gosh.
We got 250-300 calls.
Look for a file that's 20 minutes long.
We got like 300 calls over the Thanksgiving weekend. So, you know, stuff gets lost in the shuffle. But here's what we do have. Thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Simon, can you please tell your friend that I've watched the first 5 minutes of his movie and about the last 5 minutes of his movie that he had to beg Justin Timberlake to be in, to think that I would possibly watch his entire movie, to just go suck an egg. Thank you. Also, I don't even have a song I want you to play for this. Bye.
Huh.
Do what?
You both said do what? I think she was pretty clear.
Whose movie?
Wait.
Justin Timberlake's movie.
But our friend...
There's no way that you'll be able to decipher what she must have been wanting to tell us.
No way of knowing what she's talking about.
But look, that's what I love, is that people will call up and just spill their whole life.
Or just pick up a conversation that we were having that we didn't have.
Yeah, we weren't in that conversation.
No.
We might
have been. Hey, Simon. Y'all drove me to listening to the other channels of Christmas music this weekend because the requests were awful. So hopefully things get better Monday so I can turn my radio back.
Wow. Well,
really? You need to talk to your friends, lady, and tell them to request better songs.
No,
that's not our fault.
I thought we had a bunch of good ones.
She didn't like them.
But
all
the
right?
requests are not our fault. They are the listeners who make the wonderful requests, and we just play them.
Man.
She just didn't like it, man. So not everybody's going to like everything you do. You try so hard. You put your heart and soul into it, and you work long, long hours.
Know.
You get to where your hands don't even work
and
anymore.
You hand pick and curate.
Yeah. And then she calls up. You know, she also, in another call, she said she likes Thanksgiving except for the turkey and except for being around family. She likes Christmas except for the tree and the presents.
Oh.
She likes birthday parties except for the cake and the guests.
She's real nice.
Summertime except for the heat and the sun.
Yeah.
And wintertime except for the cold.
I'm with her on that summertime
business. Daytime except for when it's light out.
Leave her alone.
And nighttime because it's dark.
Everybody's allowed to feel how they want to feel.
Yeah, right.
But what's constructive is, hey, I don't like what's being played. Why don't you play this?
Yeah.
That helps. That
Give
helps.
Us some suggestions. We're always open.
Yo, Simon, how you guys doing?
Hey.
It's 12:20 on Monday. Anyway, I know you're out saving the world right now, but I just wanted to say happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you.
Thanks, Tommy.
Take it easy.
He forgot your name.
He knew it was somebody's birthday, but he forgot who you were, bruh.
Well, close enough.
How was your birthday?
Fine. I don't do birthdays.
You know, this is his last birthday in the fours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I think you get to a certain point where it's like, you know, good times.
Yeah, I don't even pay attention anymore.
See, I'm not like that. I'll never be like that, ever. Mine's coming up on Sunday, everyone. Everyone, yeah, presents, everyone, yeah. Presents.
Do you
I
know,
love my birthday.
My birthday's Halloween, as you guys know, because you celebrate it.
I got dressed up for you.
I know you did. A lot of people did. A lot of people decorate for my
birthday. I went to parties for you.
Yeah, I was at work.
You weren't there.
Yeah.
It's all right. They're in my honor. But I still hadn't opened my birthday presents because there hadn't been a minute to do it. We hadn't gone to dinner or anything. We're going on like December 9th or something to celebrate my birthday.
Did they give you the presents? But
no, I've seen them. I've seen a pile of wrapped stuff.
So they handed them to you, but you're like, I can't open them till we have dinner together.
Man, I did get into a game of chicken, though. I was starting to spiral a little bit because I was waiting for my kid to acknowledge my birthday. And she hadn't done it. And I was like, man, this is such a bummer. It's like, really?
Of all the people that are supposed to remember.
Aww.
And then she did end up calling me and saying happy birthday. So I was very happy.
Yeah. You pouted enough.
You got to give kids a minute. It takes them a while to realize.
Say to her, like, hey, this also is part of it where I was like, I'll say to her, like, hey, you know, it's your mom's birthday, right? Don't forget to say something.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm like,
yeah, I do that too.
Oh, well, so then it's not her fault.
That's right.
No one reminded her.
That's right.
No.
She's busy, man. She's busy being a kid. That's not easy.
Yeah.
Not easy being a kid.
It's not her responsibility.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that supposed to be a joke or something? It sounds like a bunch of them airplanes in the government doing that.
All right, did you catch that already? All right, listen carefully to this, because this gets deep. Ready? All right, here we go.
Is that supposed to be a joke or something? It sounds like a bunch of them airplanes in the government doing that. That joke about that she ever drank water. She ain't never been that sick. Sound like Hillary Clinton's people. Don't ever touch this stuff. Tim's phone rung 9 o'clock. I was in the bed asleep. I didn't get up answer. I checked it a while ago. It's that old number again from George Washington High School. It says this. But it's that bunch in them airplanes, the government.
The government is contacting him via the airplanes.
A bunch of them airplanes?
By way of our radio station and through his phone.
Okay, and then what about drinking too much water?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Probably call my number so they know where my house is.
Mm-hmm.
Up there just flying around, just up in space. Just kept circling. Just in space. That's why we ain't hit no more rains. They think they Christians. Thanksgiving. People think they get some rain. Thankfully they got some rain on Thanksgiving. I told you it's a one-day quarter. The other night was supposed to rain in a few sprinkles. That old tanker plane was up there. He only comes around when the front comes through. I don't know what he's hauling or what he's dumping. But ain't no other plane sound like that.
So the deal is...
The plane made the sprinkles?
No. The plane is stopping the rain.
Oh.
And us playing something... The government and the airplanes had us play something about water, which is what he's responding to.
Okay.
So, yeah. And he's convinced that these airplanes are the reason we're not getting rain.
But the planes stop the rain? I thought the planes, the whole thing was that they're seeding the clouds
with
chemicals.
No, that's you thinking ahead of...
I looked it up. I was like, is there anything to this?
Sound like it's in a barrel. Like all of the tanker. A tanker make a hollow sound like that. They got old Joe Biden said El Nino is coming back. That would mean no rain, no snow.
Oh.
It's their operation they got, like Desert Storm. It's not natural. It's man-made. No Joe Biden's leading it. And that bunch, OSHA, whatever you call them.
OSHA.
Need to do away with all them people. Cut all that money out. They spend money every which way. Here and all around the world. Tell them get rid of them planes. They ain't doing nothing about the environment till they get rid of them planes. All this other stuff is just money. Business, Christians, the business people in the government, it's what's running the world. It's all about what money they can make and take away from the people. They don't do nothing for the people.
All right, that's enough.
You know, he would be the worst person to try to have a conversation with because I don't think he would be a good listener. Like, yeah, I feel like he would just drone on and on. He'd be like, well, I want to tell you about my day. And he's like, well, you don't know nothing about government.
Clearly, he doesn't need anyone to have a conversation because.
Oh no, he has his own conversations constantly.
That was like a half of the call, by the way. Oh, I cut it off halfway.
So he's basically, in a nutshell, Joe Biden is now controlling the weather.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has to do with making money off controlling the weather with these airplanes, and we're wrapped up in it because we're sending him messages.
Well, we do that anyways.
Right.
I mean, but we're doing that on our own. We're not about politics. We just like to send messages.
Hey, Simon, the station that puts off good vibes. You know, I have a cat here. I had her for like 12 years or whatever. But anyway, long story short, sometimes she sleeps all the time. But anytime, most time when I play Simon, 98.7, the old station that rocks, it wakes her up and her little ears come up and she's happy. Like, she's entertained. She likes to listen to rock and roll. Ain't she something?
How about that?
It took me a second, but he's listening and I'll remember you.
Yeah. And his cat loves Simon.
And that's a smart cat.
I like that. I like to think that we help.
Hey, Simon. Also tell your little friend, you know, the real rich one, that I've got a better man here in North Carolina that likes to drink beer and wants me to sell his farts and all that kind of shit, and would be glad if my family gave him beer when he came down to sit at Thanksgiving dinner. Like, I don't know what your little friend wants, but he can just leave. Thank you.
All right.
Who's your little friend?
I have no idea. I don't know what any of that means.
She said she's going to sell her man's parts.
He wants me to sell his parts. That's what she said.
Is that what she said?
That's what she said.
I don't think that's what she said.
Is that the same lady you used to call all the time back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I wonder where she's been.
I always wonder that.
She's been finding this man that drinks beer and wants her to sell his parts.
Oh, that's crazy. Because she was the one, I thought that was the one we played like Burning Down the House, and then she was like.
Oh, no. It's not Marty.
No?
Well, no, it's not Marty.
That, all I know is she really does like not her. Like your little friend.
That's the. You remember that. Now, here's something. I don't know if you guys have done this, but my sister got me all fired up saying that she had to go buy a bag of Advil or something before the end of the year because her prepaid medical card was going to run out. Or she use it or lose it, she says.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I need to check on mine. So I call up and I've got a $600 balance on there.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how.
Buy all the Band-Aids.
Because I've been going to the doctor and stuff like normal.
Do you use it for all your copays and all your stuff?
Yeah. But I was like, Jesus, how am I going to be able to buy that much Advil and, you know, breathe right nasal strips,
$600.
You can get glasses.
And shoes?
Yeah.
No.
Well, no, unless they're orthopedic, maybe.
Well, here, I had a plan, and I was like, I'm going to go spend $600 at the drugstore. Then I find out, ours rolls over.
Yeah, it does.
I did not know. But,
really?
Yeah, no. But I was already too fired up. I had the best time at CVS. I had the best time.
Did you really buy $600 worth of stuff?
Oh, hell no. Only three.
Really?
$300 worth of stuff.
Wow. See, what all did you get?
I got a friggin' Navage.
Oh.
I got a Navage, bruh.
What's that?
It's that thing that shoots water in your nose and pulls it back out.
It's like a neti pot, but it's like
electrical.
It's a motorized
neti pot. You plug it in, you put the water in there, you plug it into your nose.
And it tries to drown you.
Yeah.
It's great.
Real nice. Yeah. I was so excited.
Have you used it?
Oh, no, not yet. I don't know if I'm going to keep it or give it as a gift, because I think that'd be a real sweet gift. Real, real nice Christmas gift.
Don't.
Here, put this in your nose.
Don't give me that for
You're
my birthday.
You're a maniac.
But it was so much fun. And I get up to the counter, and I told the girl, I had my card in my hand. I was like, I'm going to warn you now. This is my medical card. And if any of this isn't covered, I'm just going to put it back.
Put it back.
I'm not going to buy anything that's not covered. She goes, well, how will you know? Because it'll just come up. I was like, oh, no, you're right. We'll have to do them one at a time. Scanned everything, put the card in. She goes, yes, it worked on everything.
She's on your side.
She was in on it with
me. Which is funny because I remember the last time that I had that and used it, it wouldn't let me do any of that stuff.
You were picking the wrong stuff.
I was buying Advil and Band-Aids. And
it wouldn't let you do it?
No.
I bought the biggest bottles of those blue gel caps. The real rich people Advil.
Yeah. Although,
I bought the store brand,
and
but
like
still.
And like the rich people allergy medicine, yep, and the rich people Robitussin.
No, I don't do that. But I did get, you know, all the allergy medicine, got my squirty up the nose, Claritin, all that stuff, man.
Good.
It was like free.
Yeah, and then you're like, you could have kept that money. You didn't have to buy all that stuff.
But what else am I going to do with it?
Keep it till next time.
And so I can go buy another cart full of Advil.
Pretty much.
It was great. It was absolutely great. I can't tell. Oh, and then.
Found money.
On my long, long receipt, $5 in bucks.
Yeah.
Boom. It is found money. It truly is found money.
Yeah. You really won.
It's your money.
I would not have used it. I would not have done anything with it. It's just sitting there. And instead, I had a ball.
But what's
CVS.
What is funny about that is that it's coming out of our paycheck and it's going over into this little, say we're putting it in this basket for them to hold onto it for us until we need to buy medical things.
Can you describe the basket?
It's a small basket. Mine's very small.
Okay.
Yours is a bigger basket, apparently. But it feels like, oh, it's free. It's on my medical card. It's free.
Yeah. So I've been an idiot all these years and been buying Advil and allergy stuff like a sucker when I could have been getting it for free with my own money this way.
Yeah.
God, if you had $600 left over with all the doctor's visits you do,
I don't think you're using your card right.
Yeah.
Or you're getting way too much taken out.
I don't know. All right.
So found money!
It's found money. All right. Do your setup on your thing again.
Are we going to do this again?
Yeah, go.
We're going back? Okay. So this guy, his mom got him some Christmas decorations because apparently he did not have any. So she went out and bought him some great, great Christmas decorations. So great that he felt like he needed to get on TikTok and tell everyone all about them.
Y'all, look at these Christmas decorations my mama got me. She got me this little mug with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And she got me this little light up red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And she got me this little welcome mat with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And I got all these fun little tiles of little red trucks hauling Christmas trees. And I got whatever this thing is, but it's got a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And I got this oven mitt here with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. Then she got me this nice little runner from my table. And a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And a box with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And she got me this stocking with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. Then she got me this little red truck that lights up hauling a Christmas tree.
I love it. So she's got a thing.
It's got a theme.
Maybe it was a closeout deal because I've seen those.
We've all seen the little red truck hauling a Christmas
hauling a
tree.
Hauling a Christmas tree.
Now I want one. Now, will that go on my medical card?
I think he has plenty. Yeah. He could probably spare one.
There's a thing, a neti pot squirts water up your nose, and in the back, it's a little red truck.
Hauling a Christmas tree.
Oh, man. Just good times. It's all coming fast now. I'm almost done with my shopping. I'm going to put the colored lights on that classy-looking tree and make it look just as tacky as I can. I'm getting so excited.
I'm proud of you.
Which part?
For embracing your fake tree and tacking it up. And then if you need to, you can always get a pine tree air freshener and get that smell in the house.
That's the saddest thing anybody's ever said.
You can get a candle with a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree. And it'll smell like a little red truck hauling a Christmas tree.
Nah.
Like leaking oil and Christmas tree.
I'm just as allergic to the candle as I am the tree. Merry Christmas. Hey, so thanks for joining us on the podcast. Call us. You know, if you make sense, we'd love it. So call us anytime you think of something you want us to know. 336-373-0987. Check us out on the radio whenever you get a chance. Go to 987simon.com. There's a listen live on there. And Charlie, what's your final thought this week?
If Sean ever gifts you with a nice, wonderful bottle of wine, be sure and check the bottom for sediment first.
How dare you? How about you?
Ain't nothing wrong with used booze.
Use booze patrol. All right, thanks. Next time.
Bye. Bye. Get up.
It's a Get Up Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.